Record.
Hey, it's Leslie, and my most recent why not today moment was walking around the lake with my friend Bianca when I just randomly said, I want to start a podcast. And of course, she had said, you should do it. And no idea what I'd do or what it'd be about, and scared me to death. And of course, I didn't do anything right away, but I still remember exactly where I was standing, where I was walking. And I call those my why not today moments, because those are the moments in time where you make a decision, you take an action, your life completely takes a pivot and changes and transforms. And that was one of mine. So I have had lots of guests on this podcast. So it came from that why not today moment. We started officially on March 5th of 2022. And this podcast has evolved into a business and keeps evolving. And I was having a conversation with my nephew yesterday and his fiance, trying to explain what I was doing. And I'm like, you know what? It has been a while since I've kind of explained in one place the journey. And so we're going to go back 31 years ago to another why not today moment that I got my master's degree, finished my MBA, and was kind of bored. And I had a friend reach out to me and she's like, how are you? I'm like, a little bored. I don't know what I'm going to do next. And so she's like, will you talk to me? I have a Mary Kay business I'd love to talk to you about. Well, I just got my master's degree, kind of thought I was a little too good for this, but I listened and I put my toe in the water. And that was 31 years ago that I decided to say yes to a Mary Kay career. And 5 years later, I said yes again and had a why not today moment. I remember exactly where I was at an event in Myrtle Beach when I decided that I was going to leave my corporate job to pursue Mary Kay full time. Absolutely not knowing how I was going to support myself because I hadn't replaced my income, but I made that decision. Ironically, not by accident, God-inspired decision of when I stopped working. My dad, 6 months later, had a major stroke. And if you've listened to or watched this podcast at all or know anything about it, it's in honor of my dad. And that was another why not today moment that I was so glad that I had quit my job and I had the flexibility to be at the hospital with him when he passed, or not passed away, when he had a stroke. He was in intensive care for 10 days and then he was in rehab for months and I was able to be there. And so that started my entrepreneurial journey of starting this Mary Kay business. And then another why not today moment was when this thing called COVID started. And I remember sitting on my couch going, how am I going to survive? You know, I have a business that is face to face and based on personalized service. And so I learned to pivot and I grew from there of online, more virtual business. And because of that, I've been able to travel, spend a lot of time at Smith Mountain Lake. And then I had the idea for the podcast, to start a podcast. Again, not knowing what I was going to do. And fast forward a few months later, it was actually September 13th. I do remember the date. I remember a lot of these why not today moments, except for the one walking around the lake, is sitting on a couch. And I remember sitting in my friend's couch and I opened up a social media site that I never look at. And there was a man on there that knew my dad and had had to have some surgery and was wearing an eye patch. And he said every morning he got up and looked in the mirror and thought of his friend Pat Kane. And talked about all the things my dad did, and then said, we both said, why not today? And so, if you follow the logo, the podcast, the logo is, and if you're watching this, you can see it. This is the logo, which that's Flat Pat. My dad's name was Patrick, but he got in a major car accident the night he graduated from high school, lost vision of his eye, always wore an eye patch, and had a handlebar mustache. And so, that's how he signed everything. And so, after that gentleman put this on Facebook, or next door, I had again a next why not today moment with my friend Bianca again. We're having coffee and I was telling her that story. And she's like, well, that's the name of your podcast and you need to do it. So I don't procrastinate, but I am deadline driven. So I decided my first episode was going to be March 5th of 2022, which happened to be the day my dad was born and unfortunately the day he passed away. And so I just started, and that's really the message of why not today. It's taking action, imperfect action, but just taking action. I talked to a bunch of people, I asked a lot of questions, and I just started. I recorded the first episode on a Friday and posted it on Saturday and have not looked back. And so it hasn't been perfect, and I never edit any of these episodes on purpose because I want to encourage people to just take imperfect action, to just start. And the podcast, the whole mission, reason behind the podcast is I want to give people hope and permission. Hope that they can do it too, and permission they can do it also. And so I started, no idea what I was going to do. I just talked to people about courage. If literally you walked past me and said you'd done something courageous, then I had you on the podcast. And so, not sure what I was doing, but I was consistent. I didn't quit. And I did an episode every other week for the first year and a half. I didn't even get a microphone for the first year and a half. And I did a recording the other day and totally forgot the microphone. So, we're not perfect. But I started. And so, after a year and a half, it was getting some traction. I really kind of felt at that point that this is more than me. When my dad passed away, I wanted to do something in his name and as a legacy. And I literally talked to a lawyer about doing a 501(c), but that was a lot of work. And so I decided that wasn't the route I wanted to go. So I just feel like this is my dad's legacy. And I get to mention his name. We get to talk about him all the time. And so I felt like there was more than just me. And I still feel like there is more here. I'm not sure where it's leading me. And through talking to a bunch of people on my podcast, a lot of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, people started businesses. And I found that, we all start one place and end somewhere else, and they're completely different. But you got to start, and you got to take that action to get started. And so, after coaching from somebody for a while, I don't always take immediate action. Sometimes I do, but I was like, I need to start an LLC. So, again, I gave myself a deadline. So, January 1st, 2024 was my date that I was going to figure out how to start an LLC. And by the way, if it's been in your heart to start a business, an LLC, it doesn't take long. And you don't need to pay, just go to your state. You don't have to pay an extra firm. You don't have to call a financial advisor. And I had it done in 10 minutes. And so I'm like, okay, now what? Still wasn't sure. And we're still growing this. So the next why not today moment, I couldn't sleep one night. And I just felt like in my heart of hearts that we are really missing community and connection. And I am all about that. And after COVID, people were kind of uneasy going back into networking. And people don't like networking. You don't like giving their elevator speech. And so I felt like we really miss that. And I was just talking to somebody about our strengths. And one of my strengths is I can throw an event. And I think that came from childhood, lots of events from being a big family. But I decided, you know what, we're missing that. And so within 48 hours, I put together the Why Not Today Connects Luncheon. And we've been doing it for almost 2 years now. Every month, we do a luncheon here locally in Reston, Virginia. And so far, mostly women. We've had a couple men show up, but I always have a speaker sharing something that's relevant to everybody. And we don't introduce ourselves with elevator speeches. You get introduced by a question that we vet with the speaker. So when 1 month we talked about trusts, everybody talked about one thing that either helped them or hurt them with trusting somebody immediately. I had my friend Laura Carney that wrote my father's list about her dad's bucket list. We had everybody introduce themselves with one thing on their bucket list. And so we've been doing those luncheons, and it's really building community and connection. I did some coaching and helping women in business. I've done some workshops. But with my Mary Kay career, if you know anything about Mary Kay, yes, it's selling products, and I have great people skills and have been very successful building relationships and great customer base. And also, it's team building. So I have a team of over the 31 years, probably thousands of people that I've helped start businesses, develop businesses, grow businesses. And one thing I found when I started the Why Not Today is Mary Kay did so much for us. And there was so much I didn't know on how to start a business and what you had to do. And so I've had to figure that out. And a couple of things I figured out along the way is one, you don't know what you don't know. Two, it's lonely. I had somebody that I met with one day in tears. She told me, why didn't anybody tell me that solopreneurship was going to be so lonely? And so it's lonely. One of the best thing about owning your own boss is you don't have a boss. And one of the worst things about owning your own boss is you don't have a boss. There's no accountability. Nobody's watching what you're doing. And we need that accountability. We need somebody also to celebrate us, to say, yay, you've done it. Mary Kay provided all those things along with a really strong culture to support each other. And so I've kind of taken a pivot recently, and I still do some one-on-one coaching and I've done some workshops, but really my sweet spot where I feel like is a space we're missing and nobody else is doing it. It is called Why Not Today Inner Circle. And this is, I call it group coaching, but it's not really group coaching. It's more lateral mentoring. It's a space where we show up weekly on a Zoom call to celebrate each other's wins, to talk about what's your struggle in business, what do you need support with? And it could be, you need help with LinkedIn or Facebook or starting your LLC, or how do you get clients, or all the normal business stuff. But also it could be, all right, I'm struggling with sleep. I'm working too much. How do I take time off? How do I turn it off? How do I reach a really big goal? I had somebody part of the inner circle that was unemployed and looking for a job. And guess what? Within a couple of weeks of joining the inner circle, she got a job. We helped with her faith and her belief and her confidence. And so that is really where I feel like my heart is, the space I'm living, is supporting people in business, especially women, to give them hope, give them permission, be there when they're down. We talk about wins every week, and sometimes people's wins is they are there. They're still not there. I've pivoted the podcast. I do solo episodes now, like this one, and also interviewing people that are entrepreneurs and talking about the journey, the ups and the downs, the messy middle. What do you wish you would have known when you started? And what are you so glad you didn't know when you started? And talking about all the things in between. And so I'm really working to give small business owners, big business owners, people starting businesses, people in business for a long time, that hope, permission, and support. And so that's kind of the pivot where we are now. Obviously, still encouraging people to take action daily. Why not today? If you follow me on social media, I'm all about inspirations and inspirational posts and encouraging people. And also Mary Kay or Mary Kay, why not today? I've got swag, I've got t-shirts, I've got cups, I've got hoodies. And so really trying to take that brand and grow it to have people talking about it and wearing it. I really hope this is kind of my big audacious goal for Why Not Today. It's a brand like Life is Good. And so because of that, and that mission, I have talked to and had on the podcast a month or so ago, one of the owners of Why Not Today, of Life is Good. See, it's time to wrap this up. I'm stumbling over my words because I don't edit. But so that's kind of the journey. And I just thought I'd share where I started, where I'm going, how can you support me? And I was going to say this in the middle and I forgot. Subscribe to the podcast, whether it's on YouTube or Apple or Spotify, wherever you watch it. Please subscribe. Give us a review. Let me know how I can support you. If you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, feel free to reach out on my website. It's whynotsaymovement.com. There on the podcast page, there's a form to fill out to be a guest. Or if you're interested in the inner circle and it's something you feel like you need, I keep saying that the women in this group, it's magical and we're supporting each other, helping each other. And it's just a magical group of the connections. So if you know anything about me, I'm all about connections. And so I'd love to connect with you. Let me know what spoke to you on this podcast episode. If you want to be a guest or have any subjects you'd like support with. But that's where we're going. That's what's happening. Why not today? Today. If you're listening to this 10 years from now, this is coming out November of 2025. So, gosh, 3.5 years, almost 4 years of podcasts, which is exciting. And you never know where it's going to go. I'm too creative sometimes. Sometimes your strength is your weakness, which is mine. So I love the community we're building. We have a Facebook group for courageous women who take action. And I'm here to support you and remind you every day, just why not today? So please reach out, subscribe, let me know. I've got a workshop, a worksheet on what's hard in business and how to overcome those things. So let me know how I can support you. And as always, remember, say why not today, and let's make courage contagious. Bye.